From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia is denying its warplanes hit the Islamic State-held Syrian town of Ashara in Deir el-Zor province Monday, in which the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 17 civilians were killed. The Britain-based rights group said the strikes, carried out either by Russian or Syrian government aircraft, also killed 8 children. The death toll is expected to rise. Meanwhile, Reuters reports U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces have effectively surrounded the IS-held town of Manbij. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Monday expressed satisfaction with the week-old offensive.
We do see progress on the ground with regard to the forces that we're supporting taking the fight to ISIL. Progress geographically in terms of their approach to Manbij City. And again, we feel that operation is moving in a positive fashion.
The operation, if successful, would cut IS control of the last piece of territory along the Syrian-Turkish frontier, making it difficult for the IS to receive recruits and weapons. At least 2 people shot dead in the western Kenyan town of Kisumu Monday during ongoing anti-government protests demanding the country's electoral commission be disbanded. Cyprian Awiti is a member of the opposition.
We feel very strongly that the mood in this country is very clear and loud, that the present IEBC is not the body that can be able to oversee successful election in this country.
The Cord Opposition Coalition is demanding electoral reforms ahead of next year's national polls, including dissolution of the IEBC board, which the opposition says is biased in favor of the ruling Jubilee Coalition. Nearly weekly protests began back in April, 3 people killed in western Kenya in May 23rd. This is VOA News.